Hi. No, my son's not here right now. But you're welcome to stay and wait for him if you want. Come into the living room and have a seat on the couch. Here's the remote. Watch whatever you want to watch, and I'll just sit here and finish up my grocery list. What's wrong? You look like you have something on your mind. Was it something you wanted to talk to my son about? Well, he's not here, but maybe I can help you. Are you blushing? There's no need to be embarrassed. I've known you since you were a baby. There's nothing that you can't tell me. Now, what seems to be the problem? Are you having trouble at home? No? At school, maybe? No? Well, what then? With girls? You're having trouble with girls? And when you go out on a date, you don't know what to do? Well, when I was young, I know, a long, long time ago, but human nature doesn't change that much. Now tell me, what's the problem? You have a girlfriend, but you don't know what to do when the two of you are alone? But you know about the birds and the bees, right? Whew, that's a relief. You just need some help with your technique around girls. Well, I don't think my son is going to be a fountain of information with that regard, but maybe I can help you. Now look at me. You know that I'm around 40, right? And I'm 5'8", with a curvy bottom and a big bosom, short brown hair, hazel green eyes, a dazzling smile, a swing to my hips when I saunter down the sidewalk, and a twinkle in my eye when I tell a dirty joke. So let's just pretend that you are some guy I just met and not my son's best friend. And that I am just an attractive older woman that you just met at a wedding, let's say. And you're attracted to me and want to get to know me better. So we have a couple of drinks at the cash bar where nobody is checking ID. And we're both relaxed and find we have a lot in common and enjoy talking to each other. That's how things usually start out between a man and a woman. They find they have stuff in common and want to get to know each other better. Now, to continue with the scene I'm setting here, you invite me back to your place. I know you're still living with your folks, but humor me, okay? And we get there and are sitting on your couch, like we are right now, and I turn to you to say something, and I find that you are staring at my large bosom, and you turn all red with embarrassment when I catch you, just like you're red right now. And I say, I see you're looking at my chest. You young men are all alike. You like to look at a girl's boobs. Well, you can't see much in this white silk blouse I'm wearing, even though it is translucent. But I bet you would like to see what's underneath it, wouldn't you? And you nod your head, and I tell you to come here. Give me a kiss. And so you lean close to me and smell my perfume, which reminds you of pumpkin pie spice and all the things nice. Closer. Come on, do it. Lean in closer to me and look me in the eye as you lean in to kiss me on the lips. Open your mouth just a little while our lips meet. And then I lick your lips with my tongue. And you open your mouth wider, and I stick my tongue in your mouth, and our tongues duel with each other, and pretty soon you're pressing me against the back of the couch as you lean over me and stick your tongue in my mouth, and our mouths are wide open, and we kiss, trading spit, and while we're doing this, your hands are busy, caressing and fondling my bosom. You start to unbutton my blouse. The buttons are strange to you because they're on the wrong side, opposite from unbuttoning a man's shirt. So I tell you what, you go to the Goodwill store tomorrow and buy yourself a lady's blouse and take it home and practice unbuttoning it until you can do it in the dark with your eyes closed, okay? Okay. And then you place your warm hand against my right boob, which is still encased in my bra. But you touch and feel my breast. You caress it gently. You feel my right nipple pucker. So you pay attention to that, especially when you hear me moan. I tell you how good your hand feels on me to give you encouragement. I tell you that your hand would feel even better if I wasn't wearing a bra. So you go to work and try to unsnap my bra. But it's hard to figure out women's underwear. So I say, here, let me show you how this contraption works. And I show you how to unhook the back of my bra. Some bras unhook from the front. So when you go to Goodwill, be sure and buy some bras too and practice unhooking them at home until you can do it in the dark with your eyes closed. But do it in your room and hide the blouse and bra from your parents, okay? Don't let your parents catch you with this woman's clothing. Now, to continue with your lesson, you touch my naked breast with your warm hand. Make sure your hands are warm. You caress it, fondle it, squeeze it. It feels good to you, all soft and squishy. And then you concentrate on my nipple, lightly pinching it. And then you take my nipple in your mouth and suck on it. Go ahead, do it. Just like I'm describing to you. Take my nipple in your mouth and suck on it. Then pull it out and flick my nipple with the tip of your tongue. Yeah, just like that. And I tell you how good it feels to me. How you're turning me on. How you're making me wet. So you keep doing it to me. Caressing my tits. Sucking my nipples, and we get all squirmy, and our bodies get real close, so that we're squirming against each other, and I can feel how hard your cock is getting in your pants, just like I do now, and we squirm around on the couch, so I'm laying down, and you're on top of me, and we're alternatingly kissing, and you sucking my tits, then you kiss lower down my body, you kiss my belly. You slowly slide my panties down, and you kiss your way down my belly as you reveal more of my skin, until finally, you're at my pussy mound. Now these days, a lot of girls trim their pubic hair because they want to feel a guy's tongue on their pussy lips and their clit. And it's a lot nicer for the guy if he isn't fighting pubic hair as he eats pussy. So go ahead and kiss your way down my stomach and belly until you reach my panties. Then slowly roll them down my ass as you kiss your way down to my Venus mound. I spread my legs for you, and then you start licking my pussy. Yeah, I know. I shave my pubic hair. Yeah. Now go ahead and stick your tongue out and lick my slit with your warm, wet tongue. Oh yeah. Ooh, just like that. Now, lick your lips and taste my juices. See? It doesn't taste bad, especially if a girl keeps herself clean down there. And your tongue makes a girl wet. It gives her pleasure, especially when you lick her clit. And the wetter she gets, the better for you when you fuck her. So go ahead and lick my pussy some more. Get your chin all wet with my juices. Do it. Lick me. Eat my pussy. If you want to be popular with the ladies, this is the best skill you can learn. And I'm more than willing to have you practice on me. In fact, I think you have some natural talent in that area. So go ahead, do it. Lick my pussy. Suck my clit. See how my clit gets all exposed when you're licking me? Now suck on it a little bit. Gently. be very, very gentle around a woman's clit. Oh, yeah. Oh, you are doing such a good job, baby. Yeah, I love it. Mm-hmm. I love what you're doing to me. Keep it up. And you're going to make me come. Yeah. Good. Oh, Jesus. Oh, give it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Oh. Ow. Ow. Oh, God. Oh, baby, that was so good. You made me come. And now I'm soaking wet down there. Wet just for you. For you to stick your cock into my warm, wet pussy and fuck me. But before I let you do that, I'm going to return the favor and suck your cock. A girl should always offer to return the favor after you eat her out. Have you ever had your cock sucked before? Well, let mommy show you how it's done. And baby, there's almost nothing better in the world than a man getting his dick sucked. Now lean back on the couch while I get down on my knees in front of you and unzip your pants and pull out your boner. Oh, my baby. You are so hard and ready for mama. Let me just pull down your boxers. And yeah, a nice, big, fat cock for mama. Do you like feeling me stroke your shaft, baby? I'm gonna lick you now. See all the pre-cum you're making? You're all wet for me, baby. I'm gonna lick the rim and suck the head in my mouth. And if you feel like coming, son, go ahead. You can come in my mouth. I know how you young guys are. Come in my mouth as I suck your hard cock, and then I'll make you hard again so you can fuck me. Do it. Push your cock in and out of my mouth. Let me stroke your shaft as I lick your head. Now come for me. Come for mama. Mm-hmm. Shoot your load in mama's mouth. Here, I'll stick out my tongue. Aim for my tongue. Shoot your load. Do it. Come for mommy. Come on. Come for mommy. Do it for mommy. Do it. Good boy. And you're still hard for me. But I will lick and suck your cock some more just to be sure. Mm-hmm. Now lie on top of me and nestle your big, fat, hard, young cock right there in between my legs. Right up against my pussy. Mm-hmm. See how I'm raising my hips and angling my ass up so you can penetrate my pussy? Take a look. Now grab your cock and rub it up and down my pussy slit to get it all wet. Do you feel that soft area that's kind of indented? That's where I want you to push your cock. Here, let me take my fingers and show you. See how I'm grabbing both sides of my pussy lips? See my pussy hole? That's right where I want you to stick your cock. Just take your cock in your hand and line it right up with my pussy hole. Yeah, that's it. And push it in my hole. Yeah, just like that. See how warm and wet and nice it feels in your cock? Kind of like molten butter. Soft and wet and squishy, yet tight too. My warm, wet pussy walls are enveloping your cock as you push it into me. Push it in a little bit at a time so the girl can get used to your presence, especially if she's a virgin. You need to take extra care with virgins and make sure they get really, really wet and worked up and horny before you penetrate them. Now keep pushing your cock inside me, son. You don't mind if I call you son, do you? And you can call me mommy if you want. Now push your big, fat, hard, young cock right inside mommy. Go as fast as you can until your balls deep inside me. Now stay still for just a minute so I can get used to your presence inside my body. Okay. Now start with an in and out motion. Just push your cock in, then pull it out. Not all the way, no. Yeah, just like that. And I will do the same with my hips and counterpoint. Keep doing it. Faster. Go faster. And harder. Fuck me fast and hard. And try to rub the shaft of your dick against my clit so it feels good to me too. Yeah, yeah. Now keep doing what you're doing. Oh, baby, you're a natural at this. It feels so good, son. Keep fucking your mommy. Yeah, just like that. Oh, son. Oh, I'm gonna come pretty soon. You're fucking me so good, baby. Keep doing it. Now grab my tits. Squeeze them. Suck my nipples. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby, I'm gonna come too. Oh, I'll do it. Yes. Ow. 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 Do it. Now come inside me. It's safe. Yeah. That's where a man is supposed to deposit his seed. Right inside my warm, wet pussy hole. Now pound me hard, son. Do it. Oh, oh, God, Jesus. Oh, it feels so good. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Come inside me. Do it. Ow. 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 So good, baby. And you came too. So much cum. Look down there. See all that white cum you deposited inside me? And how now it's running out of me and down my ass? Yeah. Did you like that, son? Did you? Good. I'm glad. But you might need more practice. So anytime you want to practice, you just come on over, baby. Yeah.